What's up, peeps? Hey, thanks for joining me on the One Question in 4 Minute podcast, where I ask interesting people one intriguing question, and they have to answer it in under 4 minutes. Am I going to get 4 minutes of fizz or 4 minutes of fire? Let's find out. Welcome to the Dad's Edition of the show. My next dad is Joel from Kingston, which is part of Greater London. Father of four girls ranging from 13 years down to the perfect little baby girl, and married to his best buddy, Sarah. Find him on Instagram at dadvgirls as well as YouTube. Now, the last time I checked YouTube, he had over 73,000 subscribers, 17 videos, and his videos, Will They Cheat? It's a Hidden Game. Part 2 had 2.5 million views just on that video alone. Yes, you heard me right. Get this. Last August, he got the idea for YouTube, but finally got around to it 3 months ago. And just 4 weeks ago, his subscribers and views blew up. So people, don't let your dreams die. Do that one thing you've been longing to do. It's not too late. Maybe that idea is just marinating. You never know who's going to love what you do. What I love most is he does his videos with his family, his wife, nieces, nephew, brother-in-law, and daughters. Oh yeah, you gotta go check out his video, Freaky Friday. You will love it. All right, let's see if Joel's gonna give me 4 minutes of fizz or 4 minutes of fire.
Hello.
Finally. Oh my goodness. I was like, he's probably changing a diaper at the last minute, or
I was.
Something came up. Hey, thanks for hanging out with me. Happy belated Father's
Day.
Thank
you. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, no, I'm really excited. Already did a little intro. Everyone kind of knows who I'm talking about already.
Awesome.
And yeah, so we're actually kind of ready just to like get with the question. Are you ready?
As ready as I'll ever be.
Okay, you weren't up late at night wondering what question I was going to ask,
yeah.
Right? Oh, you were. Oh, gosh. I'm so sorry. Yeah, that's a.
Can you hear the. I don't know if you can hear, but the baby is like screaming somewhere in the house. So I apologize for that.
No, don't. And honestly, if you need to go get her, then just do your thing.
No.
You know?
She's with her sisters, so she'll be fine.
Awesome. Well, speaking of her sister, here is my question. 12 years from now, it's possible that Casey, your oldest daughter, she could be marrying her soulmate. And you're at her wedding reception right now. And it is your turn to toast the bride. What do you want to say to Casey? Starting now.
Wow.
You got 4 minutes. All you.
Wow.
All you.
Yeah, I was not expecting that. Okay. What would I say? Oh my goodness. That's a really tough question. I'm just picturing myself being there now, and it's a scary thought.
Oh yeah, tears and all.
Wow. What would I say to her? Obviously, I'd wish her the best of luck. I say you're getting married a little bit too soon. I'm stumped. I am actually stumped. I don't know. That's such a difficult question. Oh my goodness. Okay, what would I say to her? I would say that I'm proud of her.
Right.
That she's marrying her soulmate. I would say to her, do you know what? I'm really, really stumped. I'm so sorry. This is such a difficult question. I just did not expect a question like this. Wow.
Just so you know, it's only been a minute. Yeah, plenty of time.
I'm sweating. I'm actually sweating. Do we have like a question B? Is there like a B question? Oh my god! I literally don't know what I would say. Like,
okay.
I just can't even picture it. Like, it's just such a strange thought.
Well, it is. I think the word you use was really good. It's scary. It's a really scary thought because we are literally in the grind, right? Day to day, dealing with relational issues with our siblings, things they want to do, how to share, just, you know, think just life, and you don't think. I just asked you to think 12 years out. So yeah. that's pretty tough. That is a tough yeah. question.
If you ask my wife, she'll say I struggle to think like an hour ahead of time. that many years.
Oh my gosh! Wow, sound like my kind of. I'm Dory at my house, so I totally understand that.
How are you? Oh, that's great.
Totally Dory. I'm so Dory. Okay, you know what? Of course, I have a question, B. Of course, I have a question, B.
Thanks God for that.
Okay, you went to Rwanda recently,
yeah,
and you had been there a couple years prior. And you yeah. had mentioned in a post of a picture of a little girl that she had just kind of captured your attention. And she kind of just captured you. Can you tell me what was it that captured you about her?
Yeah, sure. So basically, Sophie, out you go, Bubs. Go and see Casey. Sorry, my kids are trying to come in here.
Hashtag life.
Yeah. So first of all, I mean, all the kids there were just incredible. But being a father of girls, first of all, the girls sort of caught my attention more so than the boys, just because as a father of girls, I can just relate to girls better now than right. I can to boys, which is kind of strange, but it's just how it is. So I find that when there's a room of kids and I'm playing with the kids, I'm always drawn more to like the girls, just because I'm kind of used to that. But this little girl, she was like, I say like she's like a maverick, you know, like she was not going with the crowd, and she was kind of being slightly rebellious, but like in a way that is like endearing as opposed to naughty. Mm-hmm. And when all the kids are in the classroom and stuff, she's like hanging outside the classroom, and all the kids were kind of like coming running up to us and hugging us, and they were just really excited for us to be there. And she just played it so cool that she had us like going to her as opposed to all the other kids coming to us. And there's, you know, like, it's just something about her that you just kind of think, yeah, like she's kind of got this sass and like this kind of, I don't know, it's just she had this like, almost like a slight, not attitude, not in a bad way, but just kind of like a, I'm going to do my own thing, like separate from them. And
exactly.
That's just what I feel like doing. So, but all the kids there are just incredible. Like we just learned so much from their way of life and just their attitude, their gratitude. I mean, we went there to help them, but I'd say like they have so much to give us in the West that we could learn so much from them. They need help with like, you know, like basic needs like health and food and shelter, etc. But other than that, I'd say like just leave them alone. Don't.
What is the organization what is the organization that you're a part of? And I think your mom's a part of it as well, or you guys?
So the organization that we teamed up with is called Compassion. So right. they're all over the world, but the one that's in particular is Compassion UK. So we teamed up with them to kind of start like a new project 2 years ago over there. And then we went back for a 2 year update just to see what had happened in the time that since it got started. And it was incredible to see what's happened over there. Like water tanks being made and just like toilet blocks. There was like no toilets there. Just seeing the kids, like they were well dressed there, but they just, you know, I don't know, they're just incredible
absolutely
kids.
Awesome.
It's a beautiful country as well.
I love that. I absolutely love that. I was just following you and you had some really good stories on that. And if anyone wants to, you know how to be a part of something like that, you can go to Compassion, like look that up, or maybe get a hold of Joel at Dad and Girls. Yeah. If you want to be a part of that. But I gotta say, dun dun dun, I got fizz on the first question, but you gave me some fire on the second one. And you know what? It's all good. It's all good. Hashtag life, hard question. But you know what? Joel, yeah, thanks you for really got me stopping by and sharing kind of a little bit about you, what you do. And you know what? You're killing it out there in YouTube. And I really enjoy just the family vibe that you put out there in social media, just to have fun with your family. And I just love that. And a lot Thank of you. Other people do. But you're awesome. Thanks for stopping by. And we'll chat with you later.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Through sweaty palms and baby cries and kid business, Joel actually did answer the question. He said he would be proud of Casey for marrying her soulmate. Honestly, that is at the heart of every parent. How amazing, how lucky are you to find the person in life that completes you? Well done, Joel, because when that time comes, I promise you will be ready. Go follow Joel on Instagram and subscribe to his YouTube channel. And don't forget to join me next week with another dad guest during our dad's edition of the show. You people out there are uniquely made and fascinating. Let me find out why, one question at a time.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app. Free for iOS and Android.